for this section, we're gonna do a number of different push-ups, and then we're gonna do some dips, and then I'm gonna do some side lunge stretches because I haven't really stretched my inner thighs yet. I've done a lot of front to back, done a lot of IT bands, a lot of things we've done along the way at some of the different stations. So let's go over the chest component. So here, with your arms right about at your armpit probably, just because you're on an angle here, bring your arms down by your sides, come down, stay engaged the whole time. If you keep the muscle engaged through the whole range of motion and go slow and in control and keep it tight and tension it the whole time, you're gonna build a stronger muscle because you're not releasing the tension, and time under tension is where the strength happens. It also makes the full length of the muscle strong, every aspect of it, not just the bottom, not just the top, but all the way through the middle. So constant tension, good form, core engaged, good posture, nice even movement through the whole movement so that every part of the muscle benefits. So that's the chest part. If you want to turn it into a decline, you come a little bit closer, you drop the knees a little more, which brings your hips under, and then you come from this angle. So it's not a complete dip, it's more like a chest decline. Same rules apply. Good range of motion, in control, time under tension, good. If you want to do shoulders, now you push your butt back, you drop your head in between your shoulders, and you come forward. So now you have flat push-ups, decline push-ups, and incline push-ups with a little bit more shoulder on the incline ones. So if you want to keep the angle just a little bit up, like a little incline, you come down more at this angle. If you want to go more towards shoulders, and you really drop it back, and you get into the shoulders. Same rules apply. Slow, even motion through the whole muscle so the whole muscle benefits. Muscle engaged at the whole time. Protecting the joints, never locking out the joints or overstretching the joints. Or you can just find somewhere in the middle. Good. Good, good, good. And you should probably just pick one and go through that and then do the others. I'm just showing you them all at once. You can see the tension is increasing. There we go. Ooh. Feel the burn. Okay. So that's the chest press. Once again, you could sit here and do a nice deep low back stretch. We can get low and we can head to one side. Stretch it all the way out. If you want to get a little deeper, you could turn the leg that's out, turn that toe up and really get down into the hip. But if you want to keep the tension on the inner thigh, keep that foot down. Get a nice stretch here. So the other side, nice stretch over. If I want to just stretch down for a second, get nice and deep there. But if I want that inner thigh, get that foot down. And you can use this whole thing for that. As much tension on your thigh as you need. The more you use your hands, the lighter the tension. The less you use your hands, the more the tension. You can do a static hold and breathe. That. Or you can do dynamic style. Where you're stretching and moving, stretching and moving. Or you can mix and match, where you do a little dynamic, which is stretching and strengthening, and then you can go to static and just let it lengthen. You can go back to dynamic, and then go back to stretching. Good. You can also do wide-legged stretches. They're a little different than when your legs are together. So this is going right up over the back and down the hamstrings. When you put your legs out a little, it just changes things slightly.
definitely try them all to see how they feel.
While you're here, you can do wide-legged rotation, which is good to be stretching the inner thighs and rotating the spine at the same time. For this one, you don't want too much tension on the inner thigh. This is a little more about the rotation part. You can move or you can stay in one position. Remember, I'm just showing you to give you a bunch of options. So when you're out in the world, either to park or anywhere, you can see it as a playground of fitness. And add your own routine wherever you're at. And then if you just want to work on the split component, you can lean on your elbows and let your thighs, on the inner thighs, stretch out and just let your feet slowly work their way out. Find a nice spot that's light tension. And if you really want a deep stretch, you just want to stay where there's light tension and work your way up in time. 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes to really, really get deep down to the joint level. You want to work your way all the way up to even 8 minutes if you like, but at least 2 minutes to receive those benefits where it's getting down to the joint level. Okay, good. When you come back, always be careful. You don't want to work muscles too hard that you've been stretching a lot. And the last one you could do here is a dip component. I'm going to do a couple because my back's to the camera. These are also set up for holding here and moving your legs over. That's an option, but I want to just give you a couple different things you can do. When you see a piece of equipment like this, you can do a lot of this stuff maybe on a park bench or anything that has a way for you to stabilize yourself. All those activities are available to you.